Chapter 7. In the Desert. The desert to the east of the River Nile and north of Karnak is rocky and mountainous. There are many hills and mountains and deep valleys. There was a lorry in one of these valleys, about 20 kilometres northeast of Karnak. The lorry was parked beside a large rock. There were three men in the shade of the rock. They were keeping out of the heat of the midday sun.
"You've been telling us lies, fellow," one man said. He was tall, with a red beard. "You know where the tomb is, but you're pretending not to know."
Pharaoh looked at the Dutchman.
"I don't know where it is, Keesing," said Pharaoh. "In my book, I say that the Queen's tomb is somewhere near here, but I don't know where it is exactly."
De Vries, the other Dutchman, was a small man wearing dark glasses. He spoke quietly to Keesing.
"Pharaoh's telling lies," he said. "We've been here in this desert for 3 days and we have not found the tomb. But I'm sure Pharaoh knows where the tomb is."
"We are wasting time, Pharaoh," said Keesing. "If we don't get to the tomb this evening, I won't call Greer on the radio. Greer has his orders. You'll never see your wife again."
Pharaoh knew what the orders were. Keesing had a powerful radio transmitter in the back of the lorry. He spoke to Greer every evening before 7 o'clock. If Greer did not get a call by 7 o'clock, he had orders to get rid of Christine Pharaoh. Keesing turned and walked to the lorry. After a few moments, De Vries spoke to Pharaoh.
"Greer is a cruel and heartless man," said De Vries. "If he does not get a radio call by 7, he will kill your wife. Don't be a fool. Take us to the tomb now."
"I've told you 100 times, shouted Pharaoh. "I don't know where the tomb is."
"It's after midday now," said De Vries. "You have until 7 o'clock. You know what will happen then. Keesing will not call Greer on the radio. And Greer is a cruel man. A very cruel man."
Pharaoh sat in silence. He thought of his wife, Christine. She was young and beautiful. Pharaoh remembered how happy they had been. It seemed a long time ago. They had met Keesing and De Vries in Wales. That had been the end of their happiness.
"All right, I'll take you there," Pharaoh said. "The tomb is about 10 kilometres away, but it won't be easy to get there. We'll have to hurry. And when we find the tomb, I'm going to leave you. I don't want to be near that tomb when it's opened."
Keesing and De Vries did not say anything. They climbed up into the cab of the lorry and waited for Pharaoh.
"Remember, Pharaoh, you've got until 7 o'clock, said Keesing. "If we don't find this tomb by then, your wife will die."
De Vries started the engine of the lorry and waited for Pharaoh to tell him where to go.
"Drive along this valley," said Pharaoh. "At the end of the valley, we must turn left and travel north, and we must get up onto higher ground. I want to see where we are."
De Vries drove carefully and slowly over the rough ground. There were large stones everywhere. The heat of the sun was like a burning fire.
"This heat's terrible," said Keesing. "Can't you go any faster?"
"If I go any faster, we'll hit a rock," replied De Vries. "Then we'll be stuck here for hours."
They drove on. When the lorry reached the end of the valley, De Vries stopped. He turned to Pharaoh.
"Where do we go now?"
he asked. Pharaoh climbed down from the cab and took out his compass. He looked at the compass and he looked at the hills around him. Then he climbed back into the lorry.
"Turn to the left here,"
Farrow said to de Vries. And try to get up that slope in front of us. We'll be able to see around us from the top of the slope. The lorry started to climb the steep slope to their left.
Stop, you fool! Keesing shouted at de Vries. Luxor Airport is not far from here. We've seen 4 planes in the last 3 days. We've seen them, but we don't want them to see us.
De Vries stopped the lorry.
If we don't go up higher, I won't be able to see where we are, said Farrow.
The men sat in the cab in silence. Keesing turned to Farrow.
Get out and climb up, he said. The lorry stays down here.
Farrow started to climb the slope. De Vries turned to Keesing.
Aren't we going up with him?
He asked.
He won't run away, was Keesing's reply. He's got no water. He knows he will die in the desert without water, and he knows that his wife will die too.
Farrow felt dizzy in the heat of the sun. He found shade behind a large rock.
I've got to make them drive the lorry up onto the hill, he thought to himself. Someone may see us from the air and report us to the police. That's my only hope.
Which way do we take now?
De Vries asked Farrow when he got back.
There's no way round this hill, replied Farrow. We have to drive up here and over the top of the hill.
We should have gone up there with him,
de Vries said to Keesing.
We don't know if he's telling the truth. If there's no way down the other side, replied de Vries, we'll turn round and head back to Luxor.
I don't think he is lying, said Keesing. He knows what will happen to his wife. We'll go up and over the top of the hill.